Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Hello, everyone. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live on a fine Tuesday evening here at the Pier Restaurant and Tiki Bar at Playland in Rye. We're here for the Business Council of Westchester's 2017 Beat the Heat Barbecue. It's their annual summer networking event. Good evening. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host. And as always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. As always, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or you can always like us on Facebook. Tell all your friends and family about us, Westchester Talk Radio. Well, joining us now, my very first guest, she represents the entertainment portion of this evening. She's Jessica Antoinette. Her company is called J-Tones Music. They're based out of White Plains, and she's also a singer and songwriter. And by the way, what you may not know about her, I did not know about this. Just 2 years ago, she was one of the 40 under 40 rising stars for the Business Council of Westchester. First of all, congratulations to you for that, and welcome.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Now, tell us about what you do, what your company is. Now, you do a lot of traveling?
Yeah, I travel all around the United States performing as a singer-songwriter for different bands or for my own original music. And when I'm in town in Westchester, I basically have a music company, and we go around and we do birthday parties, weddings, basically any entertainment needs we fulfill. So
how long has this company been around? It was recently?
2013 is when we opened, and it's just going strong ever since then.
Now, we also said you are a singer and songwriter, so you write your own music pretty much?
Yeah, I either write fully or co-write with different artists. I have my current record, which is titled Lollipops and Daggers, and we have been traveling all over the country, locally, far away, and kind of promoting that. I have a music video out now that you can find on YouTube or my website at jantoinette.com titled Let Me Love You. And I'm really excited because I have a new music video coming out next Wednesday called Wonderin'.
And we'll be able to see that online, or where's that going to be airing?
It's going to be all over my social media. It's going to be on YouTube, my website, everywhere.
Now tell us, when did your interest in music first start, when you wanted to do this, to sing or even have your own company?
I think when I was a child, I always just loved writing little songs, and it kind of turned into, full-time songwriting for me, and I just loved self-expression, so it kind of just happened. I fell into it, really.
And what about the kinds of songs that you write? Is there any messages or any themes of that? What inspires you to write a particular song?
I'm really just based on emotion, whatever I'm going through at the time. It tends to be about like love or heartbreak, because that's what most people, connect with. So, yeah.
It always seems like when you hear a song today, it always seems to have a message out there.
Yeah.
Perhaps somebody happening in their life or whatever it might be. It just seems to inspire them to write that song.
Right. Well, I think that we take our life experiences and we try to connect with our listeners and hope that we can share a moment together. And that's what really songwriting is about for me personally. So
whether you've had a happy moment in your life or a sad moment, when you put on pen to paper, that kind of expresses your emotion, doesn't
it? It's musical therapy.
Exactly. I mean, I used to be a musician myself. I used to play drums years ago. I gave it up a long time ago. I kind of missed that. But I do have an appreciation for that. But let's talk about tonight here. Now, you said you've performed for the Business Council before, so this is not your first time doing this with them.
No, this is not my first rodeo. I love the Business Council of Westchester. They have done so much for me and helping me, and I've met some of my best friends here through this. So I'm always here to support them, and anything I can do, I always say yes to.
And besides this venue, what other venues do you perform in besides here in the area?
I travel all over the place. I perform down in New York City a lot, Pianos, Bitter End, Rockwood Music Hall, and even upstate New York. So all over the place, really. It's hard to pick just a couple.
So you travel around the region pretty much?
Yeah, basically. It's never the same place, every time.
So tell us specifically what you'll be performing tonight. It's just mostly your hits? What do you usually perform?
We might do some originals tonight, but basically we're just going to give some, everyone a little bit of summer fun. Mix of music, oldies, nowadays, top 40, the works.
So do you even take requests?
Sometimes we do.
Okay. Well, it sounds like you're doing really well. And again, we'll get a chance to hear some of your music tonight. Thank you so much for joining us, and best of luck to you, okay?
Thank you so much. Have a great night.
That's Jessica Antoinette. Again, her company is J Tones Music, based in White Plains. Again, she's a singer and songwriter, and again, was one of the 40 for 40 honorees for the Rising Stars for the Business Council of Westchester just two short years ago. But we're going to take just a short break, and we're going to be back with much more here. Again, we're at the Business Council's event. It's the Beat the Heat Barbecue. We'll have more right after this message.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about four decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live at Pier Restaurant and Tiki Bar here at Playland and Ryan, a beautiful summery Tuesday evening, as we're here for the Business Council of Westchester 2017 Beat the Heat Barbecue. That's their annual summer networking event. How are you doing? I'm Jim Cleefield, your host. As always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. As always, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or you can like us on Facebook if you prefer, Westchester Talk Radio. Well, joining me now, my latest guest, I'm delighted to have with us here on set. She is the President and CEO of the Business Council, and she is Marcia Gordon. Marcia, good to see you tonight.
Great to see you on this beautiful pier. The sun is out. It's not raining. There's music. There's hundreds of people here. Very, very glad to have you here.
It's a wonderful evening. Marcia, tell us about this event. It's a summer networking event. How many years have you been doing this?
So this is the first year we're actually doing this on the pier, but every year for the last probably 15 plus years, we've had a summer event. And years ago, we used to go out from this pier onto the Sound on a boat, and then we left from the Hudson River on a boat. But this year, we decided to stay online, but on land, but in the water. And we've had a fantastic response. I think it really meets the needs of a lot of people. It's a little more informal. People are dressed down, but business is getting done. And that's what's important at the Business Council of Westchester.
We've covered a lot of your events, your expos, and really, again, the thrust is the same. The premise is the same, and it's about networking, the face-to-face contact.
Yep, it's about really building relationships. It's about building business, and we know that from tonight there will be business in Westchester done, and people have a good time while doing it.
And how's the turnout been? Have a lot of people gravitated to this event in the past?
You know, I have to say we've about doubled our response this year by having it here at the Tiki Bar at Playland. So obviously we've hit something that people really want to go to. And I think in the future it's going to be a not-to-be-missed event.
And again, this, of course, this is one of many events that the Business Council does throughout the years. As I said, we've been to quite a few of them already. What else is planned as we head towards the later part of the year?
You know, I have to say this is it for the summer. But the Business Council is very active, and we welcome new members. And then in September, we're off and running. So September 6th, we have a business after business. Later in September, we are having a conference on attracting and retaining talent. We have our golf tournaments on September 27th. So there is a lot happening. And watch for some very special announcements coming up.
But how are you able to add businesses? I mean, do you approach them? Do they approach you? How does that all work out?
It happens every way. You know, most of all, it happens because our members refer other members. And they say, you know, it has really helped our business to build and connect and to win new business. And we like what you're doing for the community. We like how you're working with the cities. We like how you're working with young people and workforce development. We like what you're doing legislatively. We want to be part of it. This is important to us.
It's kind of like getting the public and the private sector together, kind of meshing it, blending into one?
Well, you know, I think the public and private sector won't blend in one, but we certainly work hand in hand, and we certainly all work in partnership to develop a positive environment for business in Westchester County.
again, the networking is the real key to the whole thing for events like this, that face-to-face contact, trying to add business and really get yourself out there.
Yep, it's all about creating those relationships. You know, we're not a transactional organization. We discourage that. Don't come here and just hand out your business cards. It really is about developing relationships, helping each other, helping businesses grow.
It's really about cultivating relationships and friendships, too.
Absolutely.
Well, Marcia, thanks so much for joining us. Again, this event is off to a wonderful start, and best of luck with the council. I'm sure we'll be getting together again real soon.
Thank you to Westchester Talk Radio and everything you do for our community.
Marcia Gordon, she's the president and CEO of the Business Council. She's joining us. We're going to take just a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live on a fine summery evening here on a Tuesday here at Pier Restaurant and Tiki Bar at Playland in Rye. We're here for the Business Council of Westchester's 2017 Beat the Heat Barbecue. It's their summer networking event. They've been doing this for many, many years now. I'm Jim Cleafield, your host for the evening. And as always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. As always, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or you can always like us on Facebook. Tell all your friends and family about us, Westchester Talk Radio. Well, joining us now, my latest guest, he is Akhil Kumar. He is a partner with Arch Global Advisors. They're based in Long Island, and he joins us this evening. Good to have you with us.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.
And is this the first time you've been to this event, or you've done several in the past?
I've been to several BCW events in the past. I've been a member for a little over a year now, and this is my first event here at Rye Playland at the Tiki Bar.
What do you think of the location here? I mean, everybody's really having a wonderful time. The food, the drinks, really getting a chance to meet new people, a chance to make some new clients as well.
Absolutely. I think this is a very, very fun event. Looks like a nice crowd here tonight, and a beautiful night to have this.
We just talked with Marcia Gordon, the CEO and president of the Business Council. They've done this before, Akhil, but this is the first time they've done it at this venue.
Right. That's exactly right. I just spoke with Marcia on the way in, and she's very excited to be here today. And looks like it's going to be a great event for the attendees, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, as I said, for those who are coming here tonight, again, as I said, it's a chance to meet new people. You got music, you got food, all kinds of wonderful things. Let's talk about you, though, and your company, Arch Global Advisors. What exactly is that all about?
Great. Arch Global Advisors is actually a full-service financial advisory firm based out of Long Island City in New York. We offer asset management services to small business owners and high net worth individuals, mostly focused in the tri-state area, but we are licensed in 20 states around the country. Currently, as I mentioned, our office is in Long Island City, but we are also in the process of opening up an office locally here in Westchester to serve the Westchester community.
So you're looking to have more of a presence in Westchester, and that's one of the big reasons why you're here at this event tonight, to try to get some more clients.
Absolutely. I think this is a phenomenal event to attend for me. I myself live here locally in Rye, so this is a great opportunity to meet some local business owners and local successful individuals and entrepreneurs who could potentially be clients who we could help in terms of managing their assets and setting up their businesses to save for retirement.
So right now, would you say your biggest clientele is right around, you know, let's say the New York City area, Long Island, but by getting to Westchester, you want to expand that even more, maybe make it your biggest area?
For sure. That's one of our goals. We've had a great success rate in New York City and in Long Island City. The idea of expanding into Westchester, given that I am a local resident of Westchester County, wanted to make sure that I actually get some time to build up some clientele locally here in the area.
Well, certainly a lot of people, of course, who work in the city do live in Westchester, so I figure that's an opportunity to tap into this potential market to expand your business.
For sure. In fact, I actually went to school in the area at Manhattanville College, so not too far from here. And my wife and I have been in the Rye community for the last 15 years. I serve on a couple of different commissions locally in Rye. So this is a great opportunity for me to expand my business beyond what we've already done in the past. Focus has always been on retirement and retirement income planning. So we'd love to have the opportunity to sit down with business owners who have local businesses looking for the opportunity to establish their retirement accounts and look for a second opinion on potentially even creating a financial plan and walking them through it.
Real quickly, where can they contact you if they want more information?
Contact information for me, best number to call would be 914-645-0743. And an email address is akumar, which is A-K-U-M-A-R, at archga.com. So it's archga.com.
Akhil Kumar with Arch Global Advisors, thanks so much for joining us, and really enjoy the evening, okay?
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
All right. Again, we've been speaking with Akhil Kumar, and he's a partner with Arch Global Advisors. They're based in Long Island, but as he pointed out, he is looking to make an impact here in Westchester, trying to expand his clientele as well. We're here live from the Business Council of Westchester's 2017 Beat the Heat Barbecue. It's their annual summer networking event. We're going to take this a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this word of interest, so stay right with us. We'll be right back.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live on a fine Tuesday summer evening here at Pier Restaurant and Tiki Bar at Playland and Rye. We're here for the Business Council of Westchester's 2017 Beat the Heat Barbecue event. It's their summer networking event. They've been doing it for many, many years now, and everybody's having a fantastic time, including ourselves. I'm June Cleefield, your host for the evening. And as always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. As always, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or you can always like us on Facebook. Tell all your friends and family about us. We want to hear from you. Westchester Talk Radio. Well, joining us now, my latest guest, speaking of Durante Reynolds, one of our proud sponsors here at Westchester Talk Radio, I'm pleased to have with us on set. He's the co-founder of Durante Reynolds, and he is John Durante. John, thanks for having us on with us, and just a wonderful evening.
Thanks for having me. Happy to be here tonight.
Now, tell us, for those who are not familiar with your company, again, it's in Brewster, by the way. That's where it's located. What exactly do you do?
So, Durante Reynolds, we actually have 9 locations in the local area, from Queens, Bronx, Mount Vernon, up in Elmsford, West Nyack and Rockland. We've got 2 in Putnam, Brewster and Carmel, opening up in Danbury, Connecticut, and we're opening up in Brooklyn in a few weeks. We rent and sell construction equipment, mainly to contractors, to museums, sporting arenas, et cetera.
So specifically, like any type of equipment you can specify here?
So we do the general construction stuff, which is pumps, generators, air compressors. We get into the bigger machinery, which are the larger forklifts, the larger boom lifts. We have equipment that will send men up in the air or women up in the air, 135, 150, 185 feet.
Yeah, so in other words, do they approach you for business or do you approach them? How does that all work out?
So we do a mix of both. You know, we have really great locations, really high visibilities. We have a lot of people that will just stop in just from seeing where we are and they're working in the area. We do all of the traditional advertising, including being sponsors for great assets like Shark Media. You know, we do billboards, we do print, mail, catalogs, postcards, we do radio. Haven't done TV yet, so we have salesmen on the road, so it's really a mix of everything, old-fashioned and new-fashioned.
Well, how about coming to an event like this? Have you been coming to these events in the past with the Business Council, and how valuable is it to you as far as getting clients?
For us, it's not very valuable for getting clients because it's not a very contractor, not many contractors in the association. There are a few. For us, it's more the strategic partnerships, the accountants, the lawyers, the marketing firms, we've met so many people through the Business Council over the years that are all assets to Durante Rentals. And sometimes it's a connection. The contractor might not be here, but somebody might say, hey, one of my clients is a big contractor. Do you know them? And sometimes we say, no, but we would love to know them. And that's how the introduction is made a lot of times.
But you know, being an event like this, I'm sure perhaps you might meet somebody that might refer you to somebody that might want to use your services to Randy Reynolds and might come here.
Oh, 100%. 100%. You know, like I said, but for us, though, we're really not here to find the contractor, even though there are a few. Murphy Brothers and C.W. Brown. But for us, it's really the strategic partners and the friendships that we've made over the years.
Is there any particular product that you specialize in terms of for the rentals and sales that are most used by businesses? What's specifically the most important item?
The most important item we rent is probably our earth-moving equipment, which most people know is like a Bobcat or a mini excavator. We have a pretty large fleet of them, and it's when those are doing well, it usually means construction's doing well, because you could use those to do a pool, a sidewalk, a new foundation on a house, or demolition on a on a bigger building, make them wait to build a new building.
Well, if anybody wants any more information, John, where can they contact you?
Nope, they should actually just call the general office. Our rental coordinators are well-trained, ready to help anybody of any size, and that's truly the best. Our phone number is easy to remember. It's 1-800-DURANTI, 1-800-DURANTI, and the website is just as easy. It's www.durantirentals.com.
All right. John, thanks so much for joining us, and we're proud to have you as a sponsor of ours.
Well, thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it.
Have fun.
Thank you very much.
John Durante, he is the co-founder of Durante Rentals. Again, they're based in Brewster, one of the many businesses represented here at this BCW barbecue tonight. We're going to take just a short break, but we'll be back with more right after this word of interest, so stay right with us. We'll be right back.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today. We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live on a beautiful Tuesday summer evening here from the Pier Restaurant and Tiki Bar at Playland and Rye. We're here for the Business Council of Westchester's 2017 Beat the Heat Barbecue event. It's their summer social networking, or the summer business networking event. They've been doing this for many, many years, but it's the first time they've come here. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host for the evening. And as always, we're produced by Shar Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. As always, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or you can like us on Facebook if you prefer, Westchester Talk Radio. Well, joining us now, my latest guest, again, we've been talking about the fact that it's being held, this event, this barbecue, at the Pier Restaurant and Tiki Bar in Playland and Rye. Well, we have the general manager of the restaurant here with us joining us tonight. He's Rory Koblick, and he joins us on set. Rory, thanks so much for joining us, and what a beautiful time everybody's having. Just a great night.
It certainly is, and we're very happy to have the Westchester Business Council here with us today. It's a beautiful Tuesday evening. It's warm out, sunny. We have a great event, 150 people going on right now, and as a business in Westchester, we really appreciate the Westchester Business Council for everything they do, and we're very glad they chose our venue to hold their event this year.
Yeah, they say Marcia Gordon, the CEO and president, told me that they've been doing this for about 15 years, but it's the first time they've come here. Let's talk about your business, though. This is the eighth year that the restaurant and Tiki Bar has been open. You've been there since the very beginning. Tell us about how this grew.
Yes, I've been here for 8 years. I started out as a bartender and worked my way up. Been the general manager the last 3 years. Every year, we keep trying to improve and expand on what we do here at the Pier Restaurant and Tiki Bar. We try to offer the finest hospitality experience available on the water. Every year, we've had more and more crowds. We've done more and more private events. We serve the freshest seafood on the Long Island Sound that you could find. Tonight on Tuesday, for instance, we offer a twin lobster special for only $34. You get two whole main lobsters, your choice of side item, and it's one of our more popular specials that we run during the week. We also have up to 5 and 6 pound whole main lobsters every day of the week. It's been a very popular menu item we've added recently this year, and we hope more people keep enjoying seafood on the water with us.
And just looking outside the restaurant itself, I just love the artwork, the tiki sculptures, and just that really tropical feel that you get, not only in a summer night like this, but it makes you feel like you're in the Caribbean or something like that.
Absolutely. Well, as the owner would love to say, you get to feel like you're on a vacation here, and we saved you the airfare. So you come on down here, you feel like you're on the Florida shore, somewhere in the Caribbean, Key West. It's a little bit closer than having to go to the airport and take a plane ride down. So we're very happy to offer a unique experience that really you can't get anywhere else in the area.
Yeah, I mean, it's 8 years, and I noticed that little sign there. I took a picture earlier. It says Tiki Time. It's 5 o'clock. It's always 5 o'clock somewhere. I kind of agreed with that.
Yes, and that also is another brainchild of the owner. We just like to promote a very fun atmosphere here. You know, whether you're coming for lunch during work hours, or if you're coming on the weekend, or even just a normal night during the week. You know, during the week, we like to make it feel like it's a weekend or vacation time every day you're here. We often offer happy hour specials. We have bands and DJs during the week, and we have live bands every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Our upcoming venue and entertainment schedule can all be found on our website, TikiTimeNewYork.com.
So, again, this is a restaurant that is open all year round, but I would think during the summer season you really get a lot of extra people coming out the beach and for events.
Absolutely. When the weather is nice, this place is always full. Like you said, it's like you feel like you're on vacation, but you're right in Westchester. And any time that we have nice weather, we're going to be having a... I'm sorry.
Anyway, if anybody wants more information, where can they contact you?
They can contact us at Tiki Time New York. They could visit us on Facebook, the Pier Restaurant and TikiBar.com. You can email us directly at SeasideJohn@BellSouth.net, or give us a call on our phone line, 914-967-1020.
Real quickly, what are your hours during the week?
We're open 11 a.m. 7 days a week, and during the week, the kitchen is open till midnight. On weekends, the kitchen's open till 2 a.m. The bar is open till people stop drinking.
All right, Roy Koblick, the general manager of the Tiki Bar and Restaurant. And Roy, thanks so much for joining us, and have a wonderful time tonight, all right?
Thank you so much, Tim, and thank you to the Westchester Business Council for choosing our venue, and we hope to see him back again real soon.
We're going to take just a short break, but we'll be back with more of the show right after this word of interest, so stay right with us. We'll be right back. You stay with us. We'll come back.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about four decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live on a fine Tuesday evening here at the Pier Restaurant and Tiki Bar here at Playland and Rye. We're here for the Business Council of Westchester's 2017 Beat the Heat Barbecue. It's their summer networking event. They've been doing this for many years. First time they've done it at this particular venue. I'm Jim Cleafield, your host for the evening. And as always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. As always, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or you can always like us on Facebook, Westchester Talk Radio. Joining us now, my latest guest, one of the many visitors here to this event tonight. He is Nicholas Mara. He is Senior Vice President, Region Manager of Business Banking at Webster Bank. It's an office in White Plains where he is, but they have locations all around the metro area. And good to have you with us tonight. What do you think of this event?
I think it's a fabulous event. Obviously, it's well attended, which is always great, and it's great to see some familiar faces as well as some new faces. New faces are always great to see, and the weather held up, which is nice, and it's always nice to see all the various businesses represented here in Westchester at a great venue.
So you've done business with the Business Council before. How has it helped you out as far as the bank?
Well, it's always good to have an appearance and be visible to the community. Part of Webster Bank's philosophy is always giving back to the community and playing an active role in the community. It's not just about getting loans and creating areas to get deposits. If you're not playing an active role in the community, how do you really be a banker? How do you know what's going on? What's the heart and soul of the community? How does everybody tick? How does business tick? How do how do consumers tick if you're not involved? So we always play a very big role in participation in community events, which includes the Business Council, obviously, of Westchester.
Well, this is a fun event. Again, it is a party. It's a barbecue. It's summertime. Yes, that's good. But again, the main thrust of this, the crux of it, is face-to-face contact, trying to get more clients, and that's part of the reason you're here?
Yes. I think that for a time, networking sort of became a second tier because we all went through that boom in the economy and, you know, you didn't really have to worry about networking anymore and everybody felt they didn't have to network. But now after the rough economy, networking is, I think it's become even more important, and knowing who you're dealing with and seeing the face behind the name and credibility plays a very important role. And we'd rather be front and center when it comes to credibility because, you know, that's what the bank's all about.
Now, you deal with the business banking aspect of West Missouri Bank. Specifically, what's your clientele? Are we talking with somebody from, let's say, a small businessman who's maybe doing a startup to, let's say, a high-end business? Who exactly do you deal with?
We deal with everybody, from startup right straight through. The way we look at ourselves as in business banking is we try to help business customers get to the point where they're middle market ready. So we can help them achieve some of their, not only financial goals, but we're more consultants to help that business owner realize their dream of growth and diversity. And we're there to be more of a consulting arm with their CPA and their attorney to help them grow.
Well, in this post-recessionary environment, Nicholas, I mean, you know, it's much more of a challenge for businesses to stay competitive, to be profitable, and you know, people like yourself trying to help them, you know, grow their business.
You know, surrounding yourself with people that have knowledge has been overlooked a long time. And it's very important. And having somebody there on your side to kind of pick their brain, to throw things at them and see what they are all about and how they can help you is so important. Anybody can collect deposits. Anybody can make a loan. But how many people can actually give you feedback that will help you grow your business?
All right. We have less than a minute remaining. If anybody wants more information and they can contact you, where can they do so? Where can they get your contact information?
Obviously, I'm available. You can either email me anytime you wish, nmara@websterbank.com, or you can call me in the office anytime, 914-298-2533. Anytime. We always like having dialogue. Love learning about your business. Anytime.
All right. Nicholas, thanks so much for joining us. Have a great time tonight, okay?
Thank you so much.
Nicholas Mara with Webster Bank joining us here. Again, if you just joined us, we're here at the Pier Restaurant and Tiki Bar in Clayland and Rye. We're here for the Business Council of Westchester 2017 Beat the Heat Barbecue. Again, it's more than a party atmosphere. Everybody's having a wonderful time, of course, but it's all about networking. We're going to take a short break and just come back in just a second right after this word.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live on a beautiful Tuesday evening here, a beautiful summer night, here at the Pier Restaurant and Tiki Bar at Playland and Rye. We're here for the Business Council of Westchester's 2017 Beat the Heat Barbecue. Just a festive atmosphere tonight. Everybody's having a wonderful time, and so are we. And we hope you are listening to our show. This is their annual summer networking event. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, and as always, we're produced by Char Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. As always, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or you can like us on Facebook if you prefer, Westchester Talk Radio. Joining us now, my latest guest joining us, he is Felix Tapia. He's the marketing director with Robeson Oil. They're out of Elmsford, New York, and good to have you with us this evening.
Great to be here.
What are your impressions of this event? Have you come to these before?
I've come to many Business in Westchester events. This is the first time here at Pier, and I've actually haven't been to Playland in quite a while. It's very good to be here, actually. Yeah, it's very nice. The weather is holding out, so we're outdoors. Very good crowd.
Actually, we're getting a little rain shower, but still certainly not dampening the spirits of everybody here. They're just having an absolutely wonderful time.
Correct. Many faces, you know, seeing a lot of people that I normally see at a lot of these events. So it's very good.
Now tell us about your company, Robeson. How long have they been around?
Roberson has been around since 1921, over 80-plus years. It's a family-owned company based out of Elmsford, New York. We're one of the largest home services provider, we like to say, for Westchester and Putnam County. That includes oil, obviously in the name, Roberson Oil, but we like to go by Roberson itself. We provide oil, gas, and electric, as well as HVAC services. So we like to say the whole home comfort suite of products.
So your clientele ranges from, let's say, the individual, the homeowner, to, let's say, a small businessman. It's a wide range of clients.
Correct. So Roberson itself primarily services residential customers. And again, that's the 600,000-gallon tanks, more or less, in that range. Again, Westchester and Putnam County. We do have a commercial services division, so we do provide services at New York City metro area for large commercial buildings, multifamily buildings, anything over 6 units, over 150 units, we have some customers. So we can pretty much be there for, all your services.
Yeah, you're pretty much available all year round. All four seasons, especially when it's wintertime, when people need home heating, well, you're there for them. Or during the summertime, their needs are also there as well?
Correct. And that's kind of the misconception sometimes, that we're only an oil company, only winter company.
Way more than that.
Yeah, correct. We're an HVAC company as well. So whether you are installing a new AC unit, whether you're doing your ATU, which is your annual tune-up, or whether you're just kind of want it checked out. Sometimes people don't realize they may have an AC unit for 5, 10 years, and they don't realize that the efficiency on that unit may be at 75%, 60%. So you're basically just giving away money every summer. You may be doing a tune-up. You may have your local guy come and check it out, but it may be time for a new unit, or maybe time for, some kind of hardball type of repair to it. And we can suggest all. We're not trying to go for the hard sell of selling you a new Lennox brand new top of the line unit. We may give you a couple of different options, and that's why we like to apply to our service.
What does having a presence at this event mean to you in terms of getting clients?
Well, we like to let everyone know that we're, kind of in and about the area. We're in there for their companies. So we just spoke to TD Bank. You may have Joe Singer Graphics. You may have different businesses. So we may be there for their personal services or their homes, or we may be there for their buildings. They may be renting or they may be owning their property. And we just like to let them know that we're there. I'm personally a 2017 Business Council of Westchester 40 under 40 Rising Star. So with that...
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. So with that said, I like to be let everyone know that Roberson is there for them, and I personally am there for them as well.
So if this means a lot for you to be here at this event, to try to find some new clients, it's a wonderful atmosphere here.
Yeah, it's not only about finding new clients, it's also about networking, connecting people. I may know someone, for instance, a creative company that I met with earlier today, and I introduced them to someone else, kind of connecting the dots for people. They may not be working for me or work for me at this time, but they may connect with someone else, and I like to kind of be that bridge, the gap. And that's kind of what the Business Council of Westchester is for. That's kind of what I pride myself on. It's a very good group, connects a lot of different people, a lot of different business sizes, small, medium, and large, solo entrepreneurs, as well as family-owned businesses.
All right, real quickly, if anybody wants information, where can they contact you?
The best place you can reach me is RobesonOil.com. You can also go to our Facebook page, Roberson Energy, our Twitter page, Roberson Energy One, our LinkedIn page, myself, I'm Felix Tapia, so that's ftapia@RobesonOil.com. Feel free to reach out to me. If I may not be the direct person to help you with an item, I will definitely connect you internally at our company.
Okay, Felix Tapia, thanks so much for joining us. Have a great time tonight, okay?
Thank you very much.
Okay, again, that's Felix Tapia. He is Marketing Director with Roberson Oil. Again, they're based in Elmsford. And again, if you ever need to get in contact with him, please feel free to do so. Again, his number listed right here. Again, 914-345-5700. If you just joined us, by the way, we're having a fantastic time here at the Business Council of Westchester's 2017 Beat the Heat Barbecue going on this evening here at Tiki Bar and Restaurant in Rye. We're going to be back in just a short moment after this break, after this word of interest. Stay with us.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live on a fine Tuesday evening here at Pure Restaurant and Tiki Bar at Playland and Rye. We're here for the Business Council of Westchester's 2017 Beat the Heat Barbecue event. It's their summer networking event. They do this every year. First time they've done it at this venue. Good evening. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host. And as always, we're produced by Shar Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. As always, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or you can like us on Facebook, Westchester Talk Radio. That's the place to go. Joining us now, my latest guest, he is Donville Collins. He is president and founder of a company called VCast Event Technologies, and that's based out of White Plains. Good to see you tonight.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Now, what exactly is VCast? It's the first time I've heard of this company. What exactly do you do?
So VCast, we specialize at two specific things, and that is we specialize at producing videos and telling stories for our corporate and nonprofit clients. We produce commercials, we produce overview videos, testimonial videos that really help to tell the story of the organization that can really get people to take specific action. So that's really what we strive for, to tell stories that can help people to make and take action. And the other thing we do well is we do something called the Fundometer, the VCast Fundometer, where we help nonprofits in their major annual fundraising events to raise more money by using a visual thermometer on screen that raises in real time so that people can be motivated to give more money at the event as opposed to just ticket sales and sponsorships.
That's a way of getting yourself out there, because with this event, I'm sure you appreciate this, as much fun as this is, it's really about networking, and I'm sure that's the reason why you're here tonight also.
Absolutely. I've been coming to the Business Council networking events for years now, and I always keep coming because there's always new value in meeting new people, and I find my best connections and best people in my network always seems to come out of this same pool, so I'm really glad for that.
So working closely with the Business Council is very valuable to your business.
Absolutely, and especially Marsha Gordon. She's a real advocate for what we do, you know, and we started working with her in the beginning, and she saw what we did and how well we do it, she recommends us to everyone, which has been really great for our business as well.
She's the first contact you made, and we talked to her earlier this evening, and this particular event's been going on for about 15 years now, so it's been a real big success, and judging by the turnout tonight, it certainly is again.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of great people here tonight, for sure.
So how many years have this been going on, this business?
So this business has been 4 years old. Particularly, we've been doing video production for 11 years, but the VCast project of it has been 4 years, and that has really been the part that has really revitalized what we've been doing for 11 years, and we're really excited about the growth and all the things that's been happening over the last 4 years. It's really been awesome.
So a lot of what you do, is that kind of separate from traditional media in a sense? I mean, you say you have commercials and all those other things, but it's separate from traditional media.
Yeah, it's a bit separate because the way we do it is from a different and new approach in that that we're using technology in a way to get people to do things. But even from the visual approach when it comes to just videos, it's really about using the video to engage people, to get their eyes to look. And once you get them, what can we do to get them to take action? What can we do to get them to pick up the phone or to go online or to take specific action? That's really our goal, is to find what can we do to make sure that the client gets the desired action that they want from the listeners or the viewers.
So what you're trying to do, you're kind of motivating that client to take that first step, take some action.
Absolutely, that's it.
And again, so where do you hope to take this business? I mean, it's 4 years now, but where do you hope to go from here, though?
Well, you know, my goal and our entire team, we're really excited about the growth that we're seeing and the market and the niche that we're seeing that is being created by what we're doing. But where we expect to go is the world. Really, over the next 2 years, we hope to have a lot more foothold within all the states, or at least the main states where there's a lot of action and a lot of things happening. But essentially, you know, we think this could grow infinite, especially in the unique ways now that we're providing video by doing a subscription model for video, which a lot of companies aren't doing when it comes to video production. We're really providing a subscription model that can be more affordable or more manageable financially for companies, but in a way that they can get video on a regular basis, which is what people need to keep people of today's generation engaged.
So with our business, I mean, it's become more visual for us. I mean, it's more than just radio. They can see what we're doing, and that goes for yours too.
Yeah, absolutely. Visual is the way to go. People are lazy, and especially in this generation, people don't want to read. They don't want to do a lot of that. They want to just be able to watch and consume the information as fast as possible so they can take the least time learning.
Okay, real quickly, where can they contact you for more information?
So you can contact me by going to our website at vecast.com, and that's V-E-E-K-A-S-T.com, or you can call us at 914-703-8356 or email us at info@vecast.com.
All right, Donville, thanks so much for joining us. Great to have you. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be back right after this word of interest, so stay right with us. We'll be right back.
We're back. Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live on a fine Tuesday evening here at the Pure Restaurant and Tiki Bar at Playland and Rye. We're here for the Business Council's 2017 Beat the Heat Barbecue event. It's their summer social, their summer networking event. They've been doing this for many, many years, about 15 years. First time they've had it at this venue, though. How you doing? I'm Jim Cleefield, your host. And as always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. As always, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or you can always like us on Facebook. Tell all your friends and family about us, Westchester Talk Radio. Well, joining us now, my latest guest. Well, speaking of this being a beautiful evening, I guess beautiful is the optimal word here, and our guest is Tracy Wilson. She is owner and publisher of Beautiful Publications. Now, they're based in Connecticut, but more importantly, she's a member of the Westchester Business Council, which is, we said, aforementionedly, hosting the event. Good to have you with us tonight.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm Tracy Wilson, owner and publisher of Beautiful Publications. I write and publish erotic fiction. I've got a 5-book series, How Far Are You Willing to Go? Murder is Just the Beginning. The series is based in Westchester County, and the News 12 has also been written into the series.
How long has this been around, Tracy, at this particular company?
Beautiful Publications has been around since December 2014.
And have you seen a lot of growth in those last, was it now 3 years you've been around?
Yes, I've seen a lot of growth. And in particular, I've seen more growth in Westchester since joining the Business Council.
And what does it being a part of the Business Council mean to you? Not just your business in particular, but your membership as well.
What it means to me is the opportunities for networking. It's really given me an opportunity to meet other people and exchange ideas with them and build and connect.
So by being a member, you're looking to kind of like increase your focus, if you will, your presence, if you will, out there with what you do.
Absolutely. And the Business Council definitely gives you an opportunity to do that.
Because, as I said, as much fun as we're seeing everybody have, and it's a wonderful turnout, by the way, on a fine Tuesday evening, and it's a festive atmosphere. But again, more importantly, we can't emphasize this enough. It's about the face-to-face contact. It's about networking. It's about getting yourself out there. That's why you're here.
Absolutely. And, you know, believe it or not, one of the best things that happened to me tonight is meeting you and finding out what you can do and that you'll host events. In the future, I'm looking to do events, and I'd love to have you come and help me get the word out.
Well, we love having people like you on with us. I mean, it's great to get ourselves out there. And you know, with our medium, as you see here, I mean, it's not just what we say on the radio. I mean, it's visual now. It's all about, you know, social media. They can see what we're doing, and that's a lot of what you're doing, too.
Yes, and I love that. You know, I thank you so much for this opportunity, because a lot of people don't know and they're not aware.
And that's really important, increasing awareness about what you do so they you can get more clients and more business. That's right.
Absolutely. Now, the series that I have the 5-book version, which is explicit. I also have a 3-book version, which is rated PG. So people in Westchester have a choice of what they want to read.
So again, this is visual, but again, social media is a big aspect of what you do also?
Yes, I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, I am on LinkedIn, Tracy Wilson, and I'm also on the Westchester Business Council website.
So if anybody wants more information about your particular company, where can they specifically reach you? Specifically, social media is one aspect. Can they call you? Can they? What can they reach you?
Yes, the best way is to email Tracy at beautifulpublications.com.
Tracy, thanks so much for joining us, and have a wonderful time, okay?
Yes, and thank you again.
Tracy Wilson with Beautiful Publication joining us here tonight. Well, that'll do it here for our latest series here at Westchester Talk Radio. It's been a fantastic night. Again, if you just joined us, you've missed a lot. You really have missed a lot. This is the 2017 Business Council of Westchester's 2017 edition of the Beat the Heat Barbecue. And as a festive atmosphere as it is, everybody's having a wonderful time meeting people. More importantly, it's about networking. As we said, face-to-face contact. It's very critical in today's business environment. And again, the Business Council of Westchester, they do just a tremendous job. We've been to quite a few of their events, just meeting new people and just getting new clients. And that's why everybody is here, just for that particular purpose, having a wonderful time. Well, again, this has been Westchester Talk Radio. We want to thank our sponsors, Shark Creative, and being made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. Don't forget, please download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or like us on Facebook, Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host. Thanks so much for joining us. I want to thank my engineer. We call him Mixmaster Matt, Matty the K. Matt K. and our engineer for helping us tonight, and also to Andrew Castellano on the outstanding job he does arranging these events each and every time. We really enjoy ourselves, and we hope you have too. Thanks for joining us this evening, everybody. Have a wonderful night. Make it a great day tomorrow. We'll see you again next time.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash to buy a new car, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.